I've come to West Bromwich in the Black Country in the Midlands, a place I don't know very well. It's to some extent what you'd expect. It's got a fairly bog-standard shopping centre and a very ordinary-looking bus station, but it's also got something extraordinary, and that's the public. A £63 million lottery project here. It's part gallery, it's part futuristic interactive art installation, it's part meeting place, it's part venue for musical gigs in the evening, it's part office space rented out commercially, although only one company has so far come, and it's also threatened because the Arts Council met to consider ending their funding of the interactive gallery part of it. The reason being that opened in June, but exhibits still aren't working properly. It's still only had a handful of people paying to go in there. It's been closed most of the time, and it's closed today. Do we now pull the plug? I'm inside the public, and actually, for all that people have said that this place is kind of, you know, nobody comes here and it's all going to go bankrupt, that's not the impression you get at all when you come in. It's very lively. There are a lot of people here, and I've just ambushed a group of them.
We're a group of seven communities within Sandwell. I'm from the Sandwell Irish Community Association. We have the Yemeni, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, African Caribbean, Sikh, Hindu and South Asian Community Health Network.
Community Health Network. We mustn't miss out anybody. But it's an impressive range of communities. And what are you hoping to do here?
We're hosting an event for International Women's Day in March. Oh, we wanted to come along and see what it was all about.
Yes, we had an invitation to come and look around, and I must say, for me personally, I was impressed, even though all the things following you around hadn't been finished. So I started from the gallery all the way down, and I think if ever it got off the ground, it would be a fantastic place to come.
I'm part of Smedic Bangladesh Youth Forum. We use the venue for a launch, a heritage project that we did, and it is a brilliant facility to hire out to, you know, for things like launches. Like we said, it's very accessible. There's plenty of gallery open space which can be used for different projects. So personally, I think it's a brilliant facility.
I'm with David Clark, who's the project director here. And maybe you can explain to me, the gallery is not being used at the moment, but the actual public is, there's lots of people here.
That's right. In fact, we've been open since last June. We just wanted to get the building open and let people see it for themselves. It's really difficult to describe in words, I think. And that's been great. You know, we've got all the usual kind of great art centre stuff going on, music three or four nights a week, theatre, dance, exhibitions around the building, and lots of kind of community development work. Lots and lots of work with the probation service and the health and well-being people in Sandwell, tackling issues that are really important to Sandwell people.
I've just been talking to women from seven different communities who want to do an International Women's Day thing here, and they were very directly saying to the Arts Council, please, please, just hold off, you know, give us a bit more time.
Yeah. Places take time, don't they? And there's no escaping the fact that the place has had a checkered history. When I came to it in 2006, things look pretty bleak in lots of ways, but I think it has to work for Sandwell. There is nowhere else. There is no other arts infrastructure. There isn't really a community building that people can come and do those kinds of International Women's Day and all of those kinds of celebratory events.
And do you think you've got the right formula? When I came in here, it reminded me physically of the Lowry in Trafford, or Salford rather, which is a huge success. Yeah. But they've got a much bigger auditorium, I think, than you. Yes, I mean, you can't take the really big shows here.
That's right, we can't take really big shows. And that was obviously designed and built quite early in the project. We wouldn't have had it lots bigger, I think, because West Bromwich, lots of this stuff is new for West Bromwich, and 250 seated, which is what we can do in there, 500 standing, that's a decent audience in West Bromwich. And I think in some ways, therefore, it's appropriate to the scale of the place. And for non-professional artists, youth theatres and lots of disabled groups are working in there because it's brilliantly accessible. And for the audiences we get, it's a nice, intimate, comfortable space, I think. If it was 1,700 seats in a great concert hall, I don't think it would be right for West Brom.
Is the eye of this particular storm the gallery? I mean, I think a lot of people have difficulty taking the gallery on board. Can you explain the gallery?
Yes, it's so frustrating that it's not open for you to see. And it's part of the reason for that is it's technically incredibly complicated and state-of-the-art. So it's something that West Brom hasn't had before in that way, and it hasn't been done before in this country, actually. Basically, when you go to the gallery, you create an identity for yourself on the sort of underlying system, and you take a little tag around with you, which means that the gallery recognises you as you go around, knows it's you. So every time we come up to an exhibit, it knows it's you, and it knows your favourite colours and the art you've made as you go around. And you make things interacting with the gallery. We're going to try and turn some of it on in a minute so that you can, at least from down here, see some of it being played with.
So here we are in the gallery, which is a bit like being in a little forest of kind of metal trees, and there's a little camera here that spies you and finds out who you are, and you talk to it and tell it, and you tell it a bit about yourself, and then from then on, as you go around this kind of like a maze, a very brightly coloured maze, various different machines, all with little cameras, interact with you, and there's a screen saying, make your own art, touch the screen for more, start your collection, touch your name to start. Well, you can't do that, it's not working yet, but the kind of idea is plain to see. Kids tend to very much like this kind of thing, and I gather from the gallery staff that they've had 1,000-odd kids coming and testing it, and, oh, and this is good, you can look out of one of Will Allsop's pink windows, and you get a very good view over West Bromwich, and in the distance the Lickey Hills and Birmingham. And it is an exciting building. The question is West Bromwich prepared to pay, and the Arts Council prepared to pay to keep it going?